Silent Dinner Bell. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files, new advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation.
Attention algae eaters, we have a seaweed special on Coral 5. All you can eat as long as it lasts.
When coral reefs are in danger from reef-killing algae, or seaweed, wouldn't it be wonderful if they could put the word out and get help from algae-eating fish? Well, they can, according to scientists at Georgia Tech, through a chemical signal. One that masses throngs of hungry one-inch-long fish called gobies to swallow up or remove the toxic seaweed. It's a symbiotic relationship. The gobies gobble and the coral provide safe haven. The research studied goby behavior when an especially toxic seaweed is introduced onto the coral. Within minutes of contact, it was go, go, gobies. The little munchers defended their home among the coral by going right to the site of the offending seaweed and nipping it in the bud. By testing water samples, the scientists determined it was not the presence of the seaweed that alerted the gobies, but a chemical odor released by the coral as a signal. This new information really demonstrates the complexity of coral reef systems. Scientists say it may be a key to understanding the resilience of some coral species. The fish take care of the coral take care of the fish. Should we think of seaweed as the goby dessert? Sorry. With the Discovery Files, I'm Bob Carson.